Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
To me, I like it, though. Sometimes I come and stand right here and just listen to it. I don't even go in there and buy nothing in Burger King.
Every day, we've asked you what the sound was and where we recorded it, but the inspiration behind this week's Audiograph actually started with a different question, not where the sound was coming from, but why it was there in the first place. Listener Bridget Boylan in San Francisco was wondering.
Wondering why the Burger King at Market and 8th Street started broadcasting pretty loud music.
Real loud music. So she sent the question to Hey Area, KALW's crowdsourced reporting project. Now, this particular Burger King is in the same mid-market area that's long been a concern for city officials, a popular hangout for drug dealers, a resting spot for the city's homeless. It's also home to Twitter, Uber, concert halls, and the symphony. So while classical music is no stranger to the area, it's usually heard behind closed doors. We sent KALW's Holly J. McDee to find out why it's been brought out onto the street.
Up until around 7 a.m., the corner of Market and 8th Street, right above the Civic Center BART stop, sounds like your typical street corner. The rhythmic hum of cars, workers rushing past, City Hall looms like a giant in the background. Nothing unusual to the ears, until... Is that Bach? Beethoven? Maybe Mozart? What are they doing here? The music is coming from the speakers outside the Burger King, the fast food joint, home of the Whopper.
So the corner in front of Burger King was becoming increasingly problematic.
That's Tracy Everwine, the executive director of the Central Market Community Benefit District. They're a local nonprofit made of property owners in the mid-market neighborhood who pay property tax to improve the area. Everwine says her group was receiving complaints about sidewalk congestion and urine smells. People were afraid to walk in front of the restaurant.
I had read many years ago about the UK using classical music in their subway systems to curtail gang activity and graffiti.
Her group worked with Burger King to set up the outdoor speakers that now play classical music all day, every day, from about 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., flooding the corner with sound.
And so the music just said, hey, like this, you know, this is a public sidewalk, and we need to make sure it's usable and welcoming for everybody.
Well, maybe not everybody. Leslie Haddock, who works for the San Francisco Homeless Coalition, had a sinking feeling when she first heard the music. She said she was worried it was yet another attack on the neighborhood's homeless population.
We've seen an uptick in like what is called anti-homeless architecture, where businesses are putting in spikes on any like clear surfaces so that people can't sit down. We had a Catholic church, and now other groups have been using sprinkler systems to keep homeless people from sleeping or sitting down.
This isn't the only time businesses have used sound to discourage loitering. A few years ago, operators at the nearby Bill Graham Auditorium started blasting sinister sounds into the streets, jackhammers, chainsaws, and wailing noises, to prevent people from sleeping on the sidewalk. Haddock says she's troubled by what she sees as the escalation of efforts to push people out of public areas.
So it's kind of the quintessential tale of two cities in San Francisco and part of this broader context. Like, you see absolute poverty and destitution, like, right up against extreme wealth.
I don't know, it's kind of a class war, kind of.
Melissa Welsh has been homeless for decades. She says the music is beautiful, but it drives her nuts.
And then they put this music on so loud that you can't hear each other talking. So people stopped coming, you know, and that's obviously what they wanted to have happen.
Welsh survives by selling whatever she can find on the street, from books to old computer parts. She's one of many people who would set up their wares out on the sidewalk here in front of Burger King. With the San Francisco Symphony, Opera House, and Ballet all nearby, Welsh says she thinks the people who've come to enjoy a show don't want to look at poverty.
A bunch of, you know, classy people will show up, and there's all these junkies and you know, no-gooders hanging out, having sidewalk sales, you know, and unsavory characters in the city, you know, and people get uncomfortable. And so, but I get uncomfortable when they have all those kind of people coming, acting all snotty.
Tyree Bonner isn't homeless, but he spends a lot of time outside the Burger King. He's a crystal meth addict, and this is a popular spot for drug dealers. For him, the classical music is usually just background noise. But sometimes, when he stops to listen, he thinks about his life and cries. With or without the music, he's still in the grip of addiction. He misses his family and needs help.
From an addict point of view, they need to just take that down and put something up that's going to work for the people that's hanging out. Give us something that we can utilize. Yeah. Give us something that we really can utilize, that we can call, and that we can embrace, and that we can grab on. Come out here and ask us, what do we want? What's going on in our worlds?
Tracy Everwine, who helped put up the music, says it has started conversations, though maybe not the kind Tyree Bonner is talking about.
I've gotten calls from people that I haven't heard from in, you know, 5 years saying, hey, is that you guys? It's really a great addition. Bart, a representative from Bart, called to thank us and said that they wanted to do something similar in their stations.
Other businesses in the mid-market area may also be jumping on the bandwagon. Everwine is working with a couple of businesses on 6th Street to help them set up music. Welat Yüksel owns a Mediterranean restaurant right down the street from Burger King. Since they started playing music, he says, more people have crowded outside his business.
Everybody knows what neighborhood is. This is a civic center. It's a central, the headquarters of homeless people. And the streets are full. Yeah. And nobody's doing anything about that.
The streets are full, and they're about to get louder. At Burger King, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.